Good morning and welcome back to Dugout Talk. You're listening to us on the official HGC radio at hawkradio.premushroom.com. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, not just today, but this entire semester. This is our last show. I'm here with a special guest.
Taylor Gant.
Yes, we have Taylor Gant here. We do not have B-Dog or Bailey with us today. They both have already basically fled the school, went home. Went back at it, you know. So our softball season ended on Saturday, actually. That was our last two games. The last time we talked, we had played Eastern, and then we had our sophomore night on Thursday, and then Saturday we played again, and that was the last game of our season. So since last time we've talked, we played a few games. So today we'll just be discussing how we left off, and just like a recap of the season. And since this is our last show, I'll just be talking about things that this class has taught me. And this is a radio class. It's RTV 2060. You can take it, and it's a very great class, and I think everyone should take it. It's a fun class. But yes, we're going to take a quick song break and then we'll be right back after that.
Forever, you can be so.
Hello and welcome back to the Dugout Talk. I'm Kai and I'm your host, and I'm here with Taylor Gant. And today you guys are listening to us on official HEC radio at hawkradio.promostream.com. So thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, this entire series has been about Dugout Talk. That's exactly what we call it, like, you know, our Dugout Talk. And just, you know, things along that come with softball. So Dugout Talk doesn't only consist of things like softball related. They consist of everything. You know, you've been in the dugout, you just been wondering what you're gonna eat later, what you're gonna do later, like what's going on when the game's playing. You know, inside jokes are always happening. So Dugout Talk is literally just basically low-key girl talk, just girl athlete talk. But yeah, that's what this season has consisted of. Mm-hmm. Thanks, babe. But so today we'll just be talking about how we ended, and we'll just be speaking about that, and then we'll just get our opinions, like some outside opinions from Taylor Gant, so someone who sees it, someone who comes to games and watches the game. So, you know, as me and B-Dog and Bailey always tell you guys, our opinions, we can just get an outsider's view, you know, to see, like, maybe if they're seeing the same things we're seeing, or, you know, just, but a previous athlete. So Taylor is how do I even say it? Taylor is a, like, three-time state champion. Football, basketball, track. Football and track.
I played basketball. I'm a state champ in football. I'm a state champ in the 100 in track. And I'm just five in basketball, so. Just a pure athlete.
Yeah, so we have outside thoughts from just a pure athlete. Yeah. My bad. That's the way I should have described it. A pure athlete. So this pure athlete will tell us, you know, just how he felt spectating these games. We're not getting started yet. Anyways, so to discuss where we left off, we had our sophomore day last Thursday. Mm-hmm. So our sophomore day,
let me tell you, it was hot.
It didn't go as planned, if I do say so myself.
No.
And it, like he said, hot. Oh my gosh, it was scorching out there. It was so hot. I was literally throwing up. Like, it's that hot out there. Like, it was ridiculous. But the crazy part is, of course, because we play at 4 and 6 in the middle of the day. That's mainly why. Like, it's so hot. Like, holy cow. But other than that, besides it being hot, it was also just humid, and it just, like, everything wasn't going as planned. So I think that definitely caused a big effect onto the game and just everything else. So for our sophomore day, we did get, all of our sophomores did get, like, little posters and pictures of them.
That was nice.
We got little baskets that had just, like, gifts in them that each individual freshman got us. We all got flowers, which is
Kiana
my favorite.
Got a brownie.
Thing. I did get a big brownie, but I am lactose intolerant, so I didn't even eat any of the brownie. But thank you, little Avery, for the brownie. I appreciate it. Everyone that did eat it did think that it was good, yes. But, yeah, we all got, like, little baskets and everything. In my basket, I got, like, some quick haul. I got some new chapstick. I got some new eyelash serum. I got a beach towel because me and my man are finna go to the beach today. The beachfront that we're gonna go eat at.
I forgot about that.
Guys, if you didn't know, Taylor Gant is my boyfriend. For him to
allegedly,
I mean, he don't have to be if he don't want to, but we won't do this on the air, guys. But anyways, like I was saying, so I got a beach towel and my thing. I got this little, like, cute carry-on bag that I can't take to the beach with me. That's actually super cute. I got some Red Bulls because I do indeed drink Red Bulls before games and stuff like that, because I do extracurricular activities. So and then inside of it, I just got, like, scrunchies and a whole bunch of just cute little stuff. Some body scrub, bath scrub, body soap, like, but some lotion as well. I got some really cute stuff, and so did everyone else. I think that whenever they took their time, and the ones who did do the baskets, like, they actually did a really good job. I think everyone enjoyed it. But there were a little mixed emotions with some other people because they didn't feel like that this was the right sophomore night for them to end.
Nah. That wasn't the music plan.
So you think there should have been more?
An announcer or something like that. Yeah.
So I've had, like I've said before, though, I've came from a previous school, St. John's River. Shout out to them. They won conference, and Joseph got Coach of the Year. So, yep, Coach of the Year.
Wow. That's what's up.
They're 44-13.
Whoa. They balling.
Yep. Anyways, guys, I have to live with that now. I have to live with that. Should I text him? Congratulations, you still suck.
No.
Just joking. Forgive me, guys. Joe, you know how it is. So on the other hand, when I came from there, I did have a sophomore day there too. So that's why I wasn't really upset. But the sophomore day there, it was a really nice day. I think I had like two things of flowers. We walked around the field. Someone gave an announcement, spoke about us, and did all that. So I did appreciate all that. This one just definitely seemed a little more laid back and didn't seem like too much effort.
Out.
Yeah, too much effort wasn't put into it. And that's just the truth. So I feel like some girls' feelings were hurt, and I think they were hurt for a valid reason. So I agree. But because we had a girl from the Netherlands. She's from the Netherlands. And this was her sophomore day. This is how, like, this is what she got. Like, I think I would have rather me giving her a sophomore day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's from the Netherlands, though. Like, she came to America.
Yeah. I don't even know where the Netherlands is at.
Exactly, babe. Anyways, so on that note, besides the sophomore thing, though, I think like the girls did do some sweet things. It wasn't horrible, but you know, I think it definitely there could have been room for improvement. Definitely. Back onto the playing side.
Ooh, it was a lot of mental mistakes. A lot of mental.
Yeah. Stuff that could have been made. If we're just being honest, that's HCC for you.
A lot of mental.
We played 54 games.
Jesus.
And we only won 13.
No, that's a cap. Y'all only won 10.
We lost 41 and we tied one.
Y'all lost 41?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
We did score 132 runs somehow.
Woohoo!
Our batting average is a 272 out of 1,000.
Man.
As a team. On base percentage is 319. And only 8 home runs.
Only 8?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Like, we only hit 8 home runs.
Yeah, I was hitting singles.
Yeah.
But, damn, it was just mental. I ain't going to say the other thing, what was going on there, because I feel like...
St. John's is 44-14.
I'm an outsider. I can talk about it, right? I'm an outsider looking in.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't... The coaching wasn't really there. It could have been a little better. Just a little. It just, she could have been more confident in her players and more strict on her.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to go ahead and say something real quick, and I'm so sorry to St. John's River. St. John's River, and like, I'm not even trying to be mean or anything, but at the end of the day, if we played these same people that you guys played this year, I'm telling y'all, we would have had one conference and regionals too. They're playing nobody. They only play like 5 actual teams. Look, these are the same teams. Okay. This is TCC, South Georgia. Okay, South Georgia, Eastern, Santa Fe, CF, Daytona. Okay, back to Eastern, back to South Georgia. New School, Florida Gateway.
No wonder.
Random. Look, FSCJ. East Georgia, Lincoln, Lake Sumter again, South Florida, CF, Pasco Hernando, Florida Gateway, FSCJ, Lake Sumter, FSCJ,
they playing the
SF,
same team
Daytona.
Over and over and over again.
No wonder y'all won. Anyway, St. John's, congratulations. But I was just doing this to look at some comparisons and also see where they're playing. So those two games.
I played great dogs. Dogs. FS. What's the FSW?
Yeah, they didn't play FSW tough. Once.
They tough.
They are definitely super tough. But, okay, so we Jesus, got to Bay. I'm looking. So, we lost our sophomore day 5-0.
Over some. It was.
And then 7-1.
Okay, they had a little fast little girl. I remember my name. They kept calling me Kiki. Kiki was moving. Kiki was.
I don't know why he remember Kiki.
Kiki was 4'11", running a 4'3", around a base. That's very hard to do.
That, yeah.
That's very hard to do.
Yeah. And she,
but she was fast, boy. She was fast, boy. I remember because that speed. You know, I'm a fan of speed. I'm a speed guy. So when I see a good form, I'm like, yeah, she got nice form. Somebody told her she used to run track. I knew it. I know. I be trying to teach Kata for him, but she don't be listening.
Kata's still fast, so we're not even going to worry about it.
She could be faster.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because I'm a retired athlete now, so.
It doesn't matter. You still going to be faster. The form.
All right, so one day I'm going to be as fast everywhere. As you. We're going to go to the track every day. I'm going to be faster than you one day.
Nah.
That's my goal in life. Yeah, so anyways, basically, so back to that's the games. Yeah, it was just a lot of heads were not really in there. A lot of girls were crying. A lot of girls were crying and stuff like that. It was just a definitely a long, long day, cool, if I do say so myself.
Well, when? Y'all last
during
game?
Sophomore day. B-Dog was having like a mental breakdown.
When?
You were over there. We were behind the dugout. Yeah.
Oh, she was crying.
B-Dog, I'm sorry, put your business in there. Dang. So anyways, we ended up losing to them and then Seminole State. And then we had to go back and play Seminole State Saturday. So we lost in 8 innings, 9-8, which we definitely should have won that game in 7. Mm-hmm. We had won it, but we just always make mistakes that really tear us down. And absolutely. Then we lost the second game 10-0 in 5 innings.
10-0 is crazy. How do y'all just got, y'all was just neck and neck, and y'all just come back and get blown out 10-0, bro? That's, it's just mental. Y'all don't be ready.
Yeah. I agree. I think that a lot of things this year could have went different ways.
And
a lot of things could have just happened differently. But there was just a lot of outside drama.
Very.
Clicks.
Unnecessary drama.
Favoritism. Unfavoritism. Just a lot of things that I think that we could have improved on this season. But for me as an athlete. Team. We definitely did. We had a lot of talent, but we just couldn't get it together. We couldn't. Every time we took one step forward and won one game, we lost 7.
Take 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. Every time.
But I don't know. I think this program, like, it could be a very good program. It just needs more investments into it. Yeah. So I think me, though, as an athlete, the sad part, though, is I feel like I can't even be upset because who's supposed to be upset, like, that they're not playing softball anymore after we just lost 44 games? So I feel like for me, I just have to, like, it's a new chapter in my life, so I just have to move on from it, honestly. Like, it's sad, it is, but it's just a new chapter in my life, and I feel like it's over now, so I can't sit here and dwell on it, basically. I just have to be excited for the moments that I did have, the fun that I did have, and, just pull through. You know, in life and start enjoying life. You know, I've never really got to travel. I've never got to do anything else besides play softball all the time. So I think that this will be fun for me to figure out who I am outside of softball and who I am outside of being an athlete. Like, now I can really just focus on my mental health, my emotional health, and just not get to be with Taylor all the time.
Yay.
You don't have nothing to say, man.
What about sports?
Yes.
Man, it is what it is. It's not in God's plan.
Do you have any words for me as I am moving on?
I feel like she got one more year. I feel like she should play it one more year, but she said she don't want to play. I feel like once you're done, when you really done, stop playing it, you're going to really feel it. I feel like you should play again because you was good. You're very good. I don't know who you're going to play for. Don't look at me like that. I don't know who you're going to play for, but it would be nice to see you play again.
Yeah, it would. But I just feel like after I feel like I've been tortured for 3 years that I would just
rather
not.
Torture is. It's, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't really get too in-depth on the air, but I think I would just, I think for me, and like I said, my mental health, there's been a few times where I just am crying every day after practice. How many times did I cry this year after practice?
1,000.
Okay, so why do you think I should try it again?
Say,
I guess I also. Okay, fun. Well then I'll join like a slow pitch league. You can watch me play slow pitch. I don't know.
What is slow pitch?
They just underhand the ball, soften.
You gonna be yoinking that shit? We can play
slow pitch. How about we both play slow pitch? That'd be fun on the same team.
I don't. Listen here, I'm really a retired athlete. I don't move at all. I can run 100 one time and I'm done.
Well, I guess for me, guys, I'm
going to be a coach. I'm a coach on the speed.
Well, I guess for me, though, babe, I did give myself that second chance. Because after last year, remember what I said?
Yeah.
I was done. I didn't even sign here until...
Yeah, you surprised me.
I didn't even sign here until the end of June, right before I had surgery. So I guess like for me, it wasn't really like I was like, hey, I'm looking now. If another opportunity comes up, but that's God speaking to me, then I'll go play softball again another year. But as of now, my mind is set and I think I'm ready to start my life and have my own place.
Your life don't want you.
Anyways, so yeah, I think I'm excited for that. That is, I think the main thing I'm looking forward to is to... being able to have my own place and just living freely and just feeling like a sense of peace. I think that's what I'm ready to feel, like a sense of peace, because it's bad. But like whenever I go play softball, I'm just so nervous. I just feel like I'm so nervous whenever I play. Like I just have so much anxiety and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna throw up right now.
Why do it be fun out there?
But then like after a ball hit me, I'm like, oh okay, yeah, like it's straight. But like
once I get
it's
hit,
every
I'm
game.
You feel me? Once I get hit, I'm straight. I'm good. I just need to get that jitter out.
It's like every game, though.
Because I play scary.
So, out of what we played 54 games, I only played 28.
You could have lied and said you paid like 30. You ain't got to tell them all your whole business.
Well, that's not my fault. When I said what I said, that was not my fault. I could have played all 52 because I was sick and I missed two. So, anyways, on that note, guys, I think that. In those 28 games, I did what I could do.
And don't got all the stats up there.
They say I have 9 errors.
That's cap.
That's definitely cap. We'll go 5.
Yeah.
Or 6. Not 9.
Nah, 5.
Not 9.
5, good. 5. I seen 3.
Mm-hmm.
I seen 3 of them bitches.
But you know out of 108 chances. Forgive him, guys. He did not try to say that word. He said out of 108, though, I only had 9 errors.
Nah, that's cap.
I had like 5 or 6. But we're not gonna talk.
I seen 3.
We're not going to talk too much about that. Yeah, but anyways, so.
One game.
Bae. Don't get too deep into my ears. So anyways, guys, on that note with the softball note, I think we're just going to go ahead and exit out with softball. And whenever we come back from a music break, we'll be discussing other things, maybe like relationship advice and just anything along those lines. thank you guys so much, seriously, though, for tuning in this year and listening to our Dugout Talk. It's been a long season, I will say, but the season's come to an end, so we can only just pray for the future and hope that the future will be better than what we left off and stuff like that. And just pray that we remember the good times, not the bad times, and just be happy with what we left out on the field. Be happy with what we left on the field and just be and just what flip that new leaf, turn the new page. It's time to experience new things in life. But we're going to listen to this beautiful song, and you guys are going to love it. Do not forget to tune back in at Hawk Radio, at the official HEC radio at hawkradio.promostream.com.
What you want from me? And try to buy your pretty heart. just to get close to you. Could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Hello and welcome back to our Dugout Talk. Today you guys are listening to us on official HEC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Kai, your host, and I'm here with Taylor Gant.
What's up? What do you do?
Taylor Gant, so after we just finished off talking about our softball experiences and his outside view, Taylor Gant will go ahead and give us, he says he's taking over and he'll be asking some interview questions and I will be the interviewee.
How's everybody doing out there? My name's Taylor Gant, the OG. The realest of the realest. And I have a couple questions here today, and I want to ask Kayana. How you doing today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. That's very good. That's very good. So, I just want to ask you a few questions to see where your mindset at and, you know, how you feel about certain things. So, let's get it all. Let's get it started. If I stutter, don't laugh.
What are the positives and the negatives of being competitive?
I think positives about being competitive is that you will always find a way to prevail, but maybe negatives about being competitive is that, like, sometimes you're overly competitive and you're competitive in the wrong times, like just in conversations, arguments, you still feel like you have to win or you have to get like the last laugh, the last word. And also, like, you have that need to feel like you have to complete something, maybe.
Yeah. Like bowling, when she used to beat me in bowling. I was competitive.
Go ahead, tell them.
I mess up whole dates because I'm mad.
Yep.
I don't care.
All of them.
I like to win. Like, next question.
Which wild animal would you like to tame and keep as a pet?
A hippo.
Now, why? Like, Please explain that. Why hippo? A hippopotamus. That's what they call it. Hippopotamus. Why?
So maybe in the wild, like, I can just ride it.
Okay. Let me break something down for you. Hippopotamus is one of the most dangerous animals in the world. Mm-hmm.
They're very territorial.
Oh, if I'm sorry hungry, to interview you or to interrupt you, but I hope that you guys have been enjoying my music. This is our little love playlist. Anyways, back to you. Hippos.
Very territorial. They don't care. They're carnivores. They eat plants and meat, so they can eat both of you.
Yeah, sometimes, just, I guess if humans get in the way, they eat them, right?
They just a-holes. They come mess with people for no reason. They mess with other animals for no reason. They're very dangerous. I don't know why you want a hippopotamus. And they get big. They get very big. That's crazy. I would like to tame a monkey. I want a baby monkey. Name Carlos. Yeah, I'm going to name Carlos Gant.
Oh.
Next question. Oh. If you were offered $1 million, can you get straight A's next year?
Yes. I have straight A's right now.
That is very hard to get, guys.
I have straight A's right now, so pay me my money.
By default.
Let's go.
She don't even take classes.
I take 4 classes, sir, actually.
Yeah.
Next question. I'm sorry.
Should kids be forced to try new foods?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If they don't want to eat it, don't make them eat it.
They don't have to eat it. Okay, this is my take.
Tired of that.
Listen, this is my take. They do not have to completely eat the whole meal.
But you don't
but
have
I
to.
I would like for them to just try it. Just take a bite. If you don't like it, then mommy will take it off the plate. And if you do like it, then look, you like something else.
Nah.
That's the same thing for an adult.
I used to get tortured. You ain't going to eat that food. You ain't getting up out this seat. I'm loud.
It's just a little bit.
I like to hear me.
Of course you do.
But no, I don't think they should. If they don't want to try, don't let them try. Give them some nuggies or something.
Some nuggies.
Tortillas pizzas. That's what I used to eat. Next question.
Totino. So my question, what do you think the kids should eat then? Tostino's pizzas?
Yeah, if they want to. If they body.
Okay.
Dude, you got to stuff a little steroids and get them stronger.
We're not stuffing steroids in nobody's kids.
What do you like best and least about your life? I should never got that question, didn't I?
What do I like best? I like that...
Me?
I would say that at the end of the day, I still have people that I can talk to about certain things and everything. But what do I like least? Nothing. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing that, like... I don't need to, you know.
Well, I like best. I got a good job. I got a nice girlfriend. I got you know what I'm saying? I got other stuff. What I don't like, that is my life is moving slow.
It feels like it's moving slow.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like it's moving slow?
Just moving. I wanted to move a little faster.
As in, what are you looking for?
My money.
Okay.
My money to get better. It just moves like it's not even going up right now. That's what's blowing me. But life is good. Job is good. Can't complain. Period. Next. What strengths do you bring to your family? And do you feel they are appreciated?
What do I bring to my family?
Dang, you got me reading over. What strengths do you bring to your family?
No, what? What strengths?
Oh, that's what I said.
I didn't know what you were saying. I think that at the end of the day, I'm a very
emotional.
That's not a strength to bring to my family.
Yeah, huh?
I think y'all at need the end of the day then, that I'm still very kind-hearted.
Yeah, that's
so
what I mean.
So I still do stuff out of the kindness of my heart, even though I don't want to do it. Still do it out the kindness of my heart.
And, that's what I mean.
Yes, I think they appreciate it sometimes, but sometimes I'm definitely just a little, I get in my emotions too much. So sometimes I can just be mean about it, but I definitely think that they do appreciate it. They just wish I was probably nicer about it. Your turn, Taylor. What strengths do you bring?
What strengths I bring to my family? Mm-hmm. I do not know. Sometimes my people don't even like me. My brothers like me. It's just my parents. I don't know. I'm very, what's the good word? I bring diversity to the family. I'm a different breed than my brothers. Way different than my brothers. I don't know. Next question.
That wasn't for me. What difficult experience in your life has made you a stronger person?
I think me having to, I would probably say, grow up faster than I felt like I should have made me into a stronger person, because it made me see, made me open my eyes and realize a lot of things about life before the actual age that people do realize those things. What about you?
Keep it a buck.
When I was staying there, well, it just made me realize that I don't want to live like this all my life. And just made me want to do better.
Good. See, adversity comes with good things. You just don't see it yet.
Don't you mess up that picture. Don't you mess up that picture.
Anyways.
Next question. Oh, wait. I was done. Grab a few.
Anyways.
Would you rather have a good... Oh, this is a good question. Would you rather have a good but strict teacher or a less talented but fun one?
A good strict teacher.
Yeah.
I need someone who's going to actually push me, because if not, then I might not do it.
Yeah, if I got a fun teacher, I'm pushing you. You getting messed over. Not me.
Literally.
So I need a strict... Hey,
sit your butt down. Real quick, let me go ahead and... Let me ask you this question. I did tell them we were going to do a piece of relationship advice. So a piece of relationship advice for Taylor. Taylor, what is the piece of relationship advice that you are able to give the everyone listening about dating a female in this generation?
Patience.
Be patient.
Patience, and just...
Babe, we can't hear you. You're so far away from
patience,
the mic.
Patience. Just...
I don't even think they've heard you this whole time.
Yeah, they can hear me. I'm speaking loud.
Go ahead.
Patience, and... You know what I'm saying? Just don't jump to conclusions in this generation. Just don't jump. You got to have proof and evidence nowadays. So, luckily, I'm locked in, so I'm safe. But everybody else, y'all got to watch out. It's I don't know. So, you know what I'm saying? Just don't jump to conclusions. Patience, you know what I'm saying? Just follow the right one. You know what I'm saying? If you see no signs in your gut telling you, all right, it's time to let it go. Don't be in a relationship you don't want to be in one. You feel me? So... Yeah.
Good relationship advice for everyone. Thank you.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? Next question. Would you rather be a wealthy movie star or a poor scientist who cures cancer? I'd be a porn scientist and just cure cancer. I get money off that.
Well, so you end up getting money off that anyway.
But you know, they don't want us to cure cancer.
No, that's how they get, because that's how they make money.
That's how they get money off that chemo and stuff like that.
After me and you. So,
I might get it. I might get it.
Bae.
Rear it up.
Anyways, next question.
Okay. Would you rather live for a week in the past or the future?
A week in the future, because I don't want to change anything in the past, because it was never happened.
I live
was meant
week
to
in
happen.
The past, but I go back to when I was a jit, but I go back when I was in school. I changed a whole lot of stuff. You tripping. How I went to school. Mm-hmm. I should have went to school. Stay in school, kids.
Seriously.
Next question.
Go ahead, man.
Would you go to school if it were your choice? No. Absolutely not.
Sometimes.
I wouldn't dare go to school.
Let me just be honest. Sometimes, not all the time.
If I just could have played football and not go to school, I'd do that 1,000 times. Because school is just pointless. Like math. I'm not going to know. Like, they be putting letters in math. Like, what's up with that, bro? I don't even know what them equal up to. A D? I don't know. I don't like that.
Next question.
Would you rather be the only child or have 10 siblings?
Have 10 siblings. I love all my siblings, and I wish my mommy had more.
10 is crazy.
That's how many kids I'm going to have is 10. 2.
Okay, I'm going to say, stop lying to these people.
Because I'm just joking. Taylor, would you rather have 1 kid or 10 kids?
You already know my question. 10. I want a whole football team.
Holy cow.
You tripping. Would you rather fly or be invisible? I like to be invisible.
I'd rather fly so I can get you.
Invisible.
I'm gonna hold you.
I could just sneak up on somebody.
Okay, on that note, on that question, we're gonna end with another song. This song is probably my all-time favorite song. I love this song. Taylor loves this song too. And when we come back, we're gonna ask a few more questions and then we're gonna wrap it up. So thank you guys so much for tuning in so far today, and thank you for listening. I hope that you guys have enjoyed our show so far. When we get back, we got some good questions and we hope that you guys like them. Thank you.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo,
yeah.
This is why Clef Refuge cries little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he has style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Okay, hello, hello, and welcome back to Dugout Talk. Today we didn't cut the music short, but this song is 4 minutes, so I'm gonna let it play in the background so we can go ahead and just finish out the show real quick because it is going to be over in like about not even 10 minutes. I'm just gonna keep this song playing in the background and have some music playing in the background to end it with the chill vibe. You guys listen to us on official HTC Radio at hawkradio.promotion.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and this is our last show, so it's been a pleasure, if I do say so myself. I love this class. This class has taught me a lot. It's definitely got me out of my comfort zone and it's made me feel more comfortable in the spotlight and hearing myself. It gets me used to doing this because this is something I want to keep doing forever. So go ahead, Faye, with your questions.
Oh, hello, guys. My name is Taylor Gant. Come back in with you with some table topics.
Table topics.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
First question. Would you give up junk food to live 10 years longer?
Yes.
Nope.
I say yes.
Nope.
Yes. 10 nope. years. Why?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't wanna live when I'm 96. I'm gonna be old and can't move. I might as well be gone now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
I don't wanna live that long. I ain't wanna live that long because I can't do now. I won't.
I don't want to get old, but it is what it is.
We all get old someday, bro.
I know. Sad part. Next question.
Next question, sir.
Will you keep a secret if you knew someone would get hurt if you did?
I think that's already been life. Like, people are, I don't know how to, like, what?
I'm asking you, though.
Okay, what'd it say?
Would you keep a secret if you knew someone would get hurt if you did?
No.
No? You won't keep no secret?
No.
I would.
I'm sure you have.
Don't start.
Say, baby, I love you if you ain't running game.
See how she, see?
Go ahead, babe.
See that? See that? Would you rather be smarter, more athletic, or better looking?
Smarter.
Smarter. I ain't gonna lie. I'm already athletic. We already look good, so I ain't nothing. I wish I was smarter, but I'll be honest, huh? Next question, everybody. Will you stick by a friend if they become disfigured? Yeah. I got a friend right now with only four toes.
What?
Yeah.
Who got four?
Dathan only got four toes.
Dathan?
Yeah.
I've also heard some things about it. Anyways. Next question. Yes, I would. Let's go.
You know what you just did. Don't do that again.
Okay, let's go.
And we on air. Don't do that again. Me like a fool.
I love this song. It's a 10 out of 10.
Would you travel into space if you could? Yes.
Yes. Tyler really wants to actually go to space any day.
I don't think people even went to space before. I think it was a scam.
And why is that?
Because, come on, man. It's just, I don't know. Everything can pee. I don't know. I don't think we went to the moon before.
I think
we did. I really didn't.
Even though there's video, guys, he still don't think
I can be fake, bro. That can be, man, that can be fake, huh?
It could be you doing it.
Exactly.
That's funny. Go ahead. Next. Anyways, I definitely would like to go to space. I think it'd be so cool to experience. Be super nice.
This is gonna get spicy. How did your parents meet and fall in love?
My parents met because they both worked at CDB's, and that's actually the initials of my first brother, CDB. So I think that's actually Charles Dumont Bell.
That's fine.
So I think that's actually kind of cool. But other than that, yeah, that's how they met. They were 17, LOL. What about your parents?
I don't know when they met, but I just know my daddy was playing football. My mama was doing some other stuff, and my daddy seen my mama walking at the bowling alley one time, and my daddy stuck.
Of course. Yep.
And my daddy stuck, and it was that. It was that. My dad spit game. Mama went for it. Mama didn't talk to nobody, cause my mama was kind of crazy. Mama was fighting everybody, so nobody really messed with her, but my daddy took a chance on her.
Oh.
My mama was, my mama was fighting when she was pregnant with Rayshawn. Mm. Yeah, because of my daddy.
Mm.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
This song is dedicated, this finna play is dedicated to all the scrubs out here. All the scrubs. Wherever they at. But, Bae, can you find us one good last question to end with so we can get people? Thank you so much for listening so much this entire year. Thank you for listening to me and B-Dog Grant. Thank you for listening to Tether joining our show. You guys have heard so much. But on today, I think you guys enjoyed this beautiful Wednesday. Go do something that's out of your comfort zone. Go step outside. Go have some fun today. Go live your best life. Just enjoy today. Breathe. Have fun. And just know that this school year, hey, y'all, it's over. This school year is over by the grace of the Lord. This school year is over. We finished. We did it. I have one more exam final to turn in Friday, which I'm excited to turn in. It was a day of my life. So I'm excited to turn that in. And other than that, you guys enjoy your life, literally. And hopefully when you guys see Kiana Bell on a radio show, just know who I am and don't forget to tune back in and let me know that you listen to originally HTC Radio.
Okay. For the last and very last question of the day. How is your personality like your mom's and how is it like your father's? Let me tell you about Kiana and her people. And she got the
She got the attitude, the rolling eyes, and the crybaby from her mama.
Oh, I'm gonna tell her you said that.
Come on now, let's be real. And she get the thug, cause she call her a thug. She get that from my daddy and little sister. It's a lot of y'all don't know about Kai strong is Kai strong. Like, she's strong for real. I think she get that from my daddy and her brothers. So her brother's kind of strong too. Kobe, shout out to Kobe. Kobe a big boy. Kobe a slam someone in the neck. But yeah, that's how she got a mix of everybody. She got literally got a mix of everybody. And it's crazy. I'm crazy like my mama, you know what I'm saying? But I'm quiet like my daddy. And my pops are very quiet. But my mom's very loud and she get rowdy and she like to fight. That's me. I like to fight. You know what I'm saying? I never lost a fight in my life. You feel me? I lost one. I lost one. That was against my big brother. He choked slammed me, but we ain't gonna get into that. But other than that, I'm quiet like my dad. I don't like to go out to places and stuff like that. My dad don't like to go places. He like to stay at home, you know what I'm saying? Have a little drink, you know what I'm saying? Watch a little movies, you know what I'm saying? That's me. You know what I'm saying? And my mama, she like to go out and stuff. She like to party. Used to like to party and stuff like that, but she had to slow down. You know, I used to be a party going person, but you know, parties and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta settle down, get your little girlfriend. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Let me rant.
Thank you for coming, Taylor. I really did appreciate you coming, and thank you for being here with us today. Thank you guys so much. It has been a wonderful semester. It's been a beautiful year. Y'all just have a beautiful day and stay blessed. Thank you for listening to us. You listen to us on official HCC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com.
Hey, y'all stay safe out there. Don't let nobody put you down. Word up.
Bye, guys.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor in my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6. Ladies love my style. At my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping. We get that dripping, that drop out. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop. Hell yeah. I'ma make it big. Girl, I keep the gangsters popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. It's that 808 bump. Make you put your hands up. Make you put your hands up.
put your hands up. Make you put your hands up. Make you put your hands up. Put your hands up.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Just as sure as the stars in the sky, I need you to shine in my life. Not just for the meanwhile, for a long, long time. Better believe it. Oh, oh. Whenever you're not in my presence, it feels like I'm missing my blessings, yeah. So I sleep through the daylight, stay awake all night. Till you're back again, oh yeah, yeah. You think I'm biased, tell my significant other. You hit it right on the head, only been missing my lover. Phone and I don't reply. The next day, boss, here you are.
Yeah, they're mad at me. Yeah, yeah. You're worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself.
You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no iron team. Guys out the car, it won't drive. So I feel when you're not by my side. When I wake up in the morning, up under you, and only you. Oh, oh. Grateful for your existence. Faithful no matter the distance. You're the only girl I see. From the bottom of my heart, please believe.
Yeah, yeah. You're worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself.
You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no iron team. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me.
Oh, I just wanna take you anywhere that you